This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this raw vlog. Today I wanted to talk about something that I have noticed when it comes to people going to the gym. Now, I know not a lot of people are going to the gym right now because of the quarantine, and obviously this depends on where you are and what the quarantine is like. But I do believe there are quite a few people who are trying to get in shape these days, maybe because of some of the weight that they may have gained during the quarantine, people trying to get healthier. And so because of that, I was reminded of this issue. Now, what am I talking about? What I'm talking about, or what I want to talk about, is how sometimes people are shamed for going to the gym. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, you see someone at the gym who is overweight and they look like they haven't been working out, and sometimes people may look down at that person, and that person may feel themselves, they may feel shame coming to the gym because, you know, they just don't look as cool working out. And we live in such a visual world now where everyone has to, you know, we do everything for public consumption, right? We go to the gym, take pictures, everyone has to see us working out, and we gotta look good, right? And so a person who may be overweight, you know, they think they don't look good at the gym. And so they may feel shy and ashamed, and they may feel bad about their body. And what this is just another form of fat shaming. And it's even worse because the person who is in the gym, they have nothing to feel bad about. And actually, they have something to be very happy about. And that is the fact that they are actually in the gym. They're doing something about their health. So when it comes to, you know, and even if you're struggling with this issue, never feel bad about your body if you're doing something about it. If you're taking positive steps towards improving your health, then there's nothing to feel bad about because you're actually moving in a positive direction. And so when you're at the gym or when you're working out, look at yourself and say, look, I'm doing something about my health. And likewise, I bring this up because there is very much a parallel when it comes to our spirituality, when it comes to our faith, when it comes to our iman. Because just like in the gym, similar things may happen in the masjid. Sometimes we may see someone in the masjid who doesn't look the part. So they don't look like a religious Muslim, or they may have certain external things that are missing. And we may judge that person, and we may start to criticize that person. And we see this happen all the time. Someone comes to the masjid, and you know, people start criticizing them for one thing or the other, and you know, it starts shaming them. Now, what is that? It's really shaming the person for that person not fitting, you know, the image of what a Muslim is supposed to look like. The reality is that the very fact that the person is in the masjid means that they're doing something positive when it comes to their spirituality. They're doing something positive when it comes to their iman. They are trying. And as long as you are trying, then you shouldn't feel bad about what you're doing. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Have the taqwa of Allah as much as you can, to the best of your ability. Have the taqwa of Allah. Be conscious of Allah. Be pious as much as you can, meaning try as much as you can. Look, you're never going to be perfect. You know, we're talking about our bodies. Our bodies are never going to be perfect because perfection doesn't exist. But we can try, we can make an effort. And as long as we're trying, we're making an effort, then we don't have anything to feel bad about. Likewise, with our faith, with our piety, with our iman, as long as we're trying, we have nothing to feel bad about. And as for the people who may be shaming others, then I hope this serves as a reminder that instead of putting people down, we should encourage them. And that is why when I see someone in the masjid that looks like they don't come to the masjid a lot for whatever reason, it makes me very happy. It makes me very proud. I'm like, I'm so happy to see that this person is coming to the masjid. And it makes me want to go up to them and greet them and say salams. And, you know, and I hope my brothers and sisters are the same way. Same thing with the gym, right? When I see somebody in the gym who's like on the treadmill and they're like struggling, and it looks like maybe it's their first day in the gym or they've just recently started the gym, I'm like, yeah, man, more power to you. Like, all these people in the gym who are already in shape, great. They're just doing what they have been doing. And they may look in the mirror and flex and whatever and feel good. But, like, you are actually putting in, like, all this work. Like, you have motivated yourself to come to the gym and to work out and to make these positive changes in your life. And I almost sometimes I want to go and like give this person a hug, be like, man, I believe in you. Like, you can do it. Just like, subhanAllah, somebody who, you know, makes an effort when it comes to their spirituality. So we should be trying to uplift these people as much as possible to encourage them to keep going rather than putting them down. And I will say this, sometimes when we put other people down, that's more of an indication about how we feel about ourselves. Sometimes it's our own insecurities that causes us to put other people down, especially people that are trying. Like, you know, when someone's trying to put that person down, it really says something about how we feel about ourselves. Anyway, just a couple thoughts I had. I just wanted to share that with all of you. I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. Have you started working out and getting in shape since the quarantine? And have you had an experience either in the gym or at the masjid as well, a positive or a negative experience? You know, some people, I don't want to just talk about the negative, the positive as well, because we do have people who do encourage others and uplift others. So I want to hear those stories as well. So leave them in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you. And until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.